This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Let me share with you two impact statements found in Hebrews that I trust will excite you. The first is found in Hebrews 2:11. Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. Who does the them refer to? Read the whole verse. Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. Jesus makes men holy. If you have trusted in Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you have been made holy. So Jesus and you are in the same family. Because you're in the same family, Jesus is not ashamed to call you his brother or sister. Now, isn't that an exciting and humbling thing? Now look at Hebrews 11:16. God is not ashamed to be called their God. This chapter focuses on those who by faith have turned to God and established a relationship with Him. For those who have taken this step of faith, God has prepared a city for them. If you cast your lot with God, He will not be ashamed to be called your God. Now, I don't know about you, but when I put these two impact statements together, I am overwhelmed with gratitude and praise, and my heart is filled with confidence and joy. Just think, Jesus is not ashamed to call me his brother, and God is not ashamed to be called my God. That gives me self-worth. I belong. I'm part of the family of God. Jesus, my elder brother, and God, my Lord, are not ashamed to be identified with me. What about me? Am I ashamed to be identified with them? How ready am I to speak up for my heavenly family, my brother, my God? Reflect long on the implications of these two impact statements.